This is all off the record.
Tu as 14 à 30 ans et tu veux créer une activité en français pour les jeunes de ta communauté? Avec le programme VIF, c'est possible. Tu peux recevoir $850 pour soutenir ton activité et l'organisme partenaire reçoit $150 pour appuyer. Passe à l'action et fais rayonner le français dans ta communauté. Visite programmevive.ca et dépose ta demande dès maintenant.
dredge on the 3 feet of mud in the Spokane River. Disfigured! Body only identified by clothing. Disfigured.
This is CILU 102.7 FM, LURadio.ca, CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca, and CJLO 1690 AM, CJLO.com. I'm Ari, this show is Past Tense, and the last song was Spokane, Washington, live on CFRU. It's by Medieval Found Footage off of their live recording from CFRU, live on CFRU. Before that, Tumbling by Taxidermy off of Let Go, and then the first of the three, first of the hour, was Current by Sofa off of Source Crossfire. And I battled with my inherent inclination towards playing an Enabler song alongside Sofa, because I think I feel like Sofa is sort of a, not proto Enablers, but like a Canadian equivalent to it, from a slightly earlier period of time. Like the very, like more spoken vocals, obviously, kind of tie them together in the noisy post whatever underneath it. Still, Sofa is pretty different. And I was really struggling to find something that felt appropriate to follow up the Enablers track. I've used a lot of Enablers tracks on this show, of the albums of theirs that I have in my music library. So it's kind of slim pickings, and I didn't want to have to reuse something. But anyway, I kind of reshuffled things, and I'm pretty satisfied with that now. One cool thing that's come up recently, I was sent some submissions by the label that Taxidermy is on, which is a Danish band. And the label is Pink Cotton Candy, which is a Danish label, and like a small indie label. It seems they're also putting out some pretty cool stuff there. I don't know if they're putting out more stuff in the vein of Taxidermy, like this really noisy, frenetic stuff, using one of the words that they use in their copy for this. But there is some pretty cool stuff coming out of there, so I'm going to be keeping an eye on that. And this was a night of digging through Bandcamp for material for the show, and in fact, that's how I came across Medieval Found Footage. Their name sounds very familiar, but I feel like I have not come across that band before. They're from London. That recording from CFRU is from 2026. CFRU being Guelph's college station, campus station, I guess I should say. College is kind of redundant. Even saying campus station is kind of redundant. Just drop it. Just Guelph's station. Well, I guess Guelph University's. Now I'm starting to make more sense. Anyway, there's going to be another good find from this Bandcamp deep dive. This next song coming up is from a band called Welted. They're a kind of slowish, noisy-ish Toronto band, and I quite like this album. So here is Two-Headed Lamb.
We'll be right back.
This is CILU 102.7 FM, LURadio.ca, CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca, and CJLO 1690 AM, CJLO.com. I'm Ari, this show is Past Tense, and the last song was Rosary by Bloodsports off of their album Anything Can Be a Hammer. Before that, Two-Headed Lamb by Welted. I think I was going to say Wetted. Two-Headed Lamb by Welted off of their album Smile. I have no idea what's on the cover of that album. It looks like maybe a piece of like boxing headgear with a smiley face painted over it, if I can remember right. But I was trying to figure that out a little earlier. Like I said before, I came across that album in sort of a deep Bandcamp dive of specifically looking at the Noise Rock tag on Bandcamp for releases in Canada. It definitely seems like Toronto is the place for Noise Rock here. Or at least that's something that they have more so than we do in Montreal, for instance. And it's interesting for me to kind of wonder about what the origin of that is. I mean, there's so much of the like Anglophone music landscape in Montreal, at least within like the rock type stuff, or the guitar music, I'm supposed to call it, is dominated by like post-punk, and a particular kind of post-punk as well, like a certain sound, whereas noise rock seems to be much more prevalent in Toronto. So I kind of wonder where the different lineages start, or, you know, what the scene is like down there, because I'm pretty unfamiliar. I definitely have a few other like Toronto noise rock bands floating around in my head, but I wouldn't be able to name them right now. But I am curious about what the scene is like there. Anyway, Welted seems very cool. Very slow and sludgy. I had a bit of a struggle finding something to play alongside them, but nonetheless, they're a very good find. Pretty happy about that. I'm a fan of their album, but I've only partially listened to it because I came across that just in the process of making this show, and did not want to have to listen to the whole thing, because it is already 2:30 in the morning for me, and I don't want to have to stay up extra late. But I do feel kind of weird when I don't listen to an album all the way through before putting it on the show. It's kind of like feels like I haven't vetted things properly. Like if I play a song, I want to feel like I'm vouching for like the entire album, viewing it as like sort of like a piece of a larger whole. And similarly, I don't buy individual songs off albums, which can be a bit of a burden at times. But anyway, some more cool stuff is going to be coming up.
Are you listening from inside a local prison, or do you have a friend or loved one in a local prison or youth detention center? Calls from Home is a monthly radio program for you. On Calls from Home, we share voicemails, messages, song requests, and dedications. Anyone can contact us with a message or song request for a friend or loved one on the inside. To get in touch, call or text 613-917-1390. Email cfrcprisonradio@riseup.net or send us a message on Instagram @cfrcprisonradio. The CFRC radio signal reaches the following local and regional prisons: Millhaven, Bath, Collins Bay and Frontenac, Joyceville and Pittsburgh, the Sundance Youth Detention Center here in Kingston, Quinte in Napanee, and the Cape Vincent Correctional Facility in upstate New York. Messages and song requests will be broadcast once per month on Wednesday between 7 and 8 p.m. here on CFRC 101.9 FM or on the web at cfrc.ca. For 2025, Calls from Home will air on the following dates: April 16th, May 14th, June 11th, July 9th, August 6th, September 3rd, October 1st, October 29th, November 26th, and December 24th. Please send in your message at least one day before the broadcast date. These upcoming show dates, contact info, and additional information is available online at cfrc.ca or on Instagram @cfrcprisonradio. We look forward to receiving your messages and sharing them over the airwaves.
Joking to our ourselves that I'm across the river, wider waves that ring their tide and then disperse. Tuesday's on the phone, he'd rather die than read his Bible. He's assigned to pick his favorite verse. Come on down to mine, I've helped you half a million times and it's been fine.
That's what you're going to say. So you say,
what are we doing?
This is CILU 102.7 FM, LURadio.ca, CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca, and CJLO 1690 AM, CJLO.com. I'm Ari, the show is past tense, and the last song was Cousin Kompromat. I think that's how you say it. Kompromat with a K. This is going to be tougher. I'm going to say that this is pronounced Cor Blotter, but it's B-L-O-7-7-E-R. I'm going to say those are T's, some elite speak here. That's off the album Bulgaria. Cool track. Before that, Home, in parentheses, in a jar, by Momrun Toasterhead, off of Half Last Looped. And the first of the three was Song for the World 2, by Potions, off of their album Potions 95. And this was kind of a difficult block for me. I was actually, that song from Cor Blotter, is off an album that he submitted to me like this evening. So I was like in the middle of that previously mentioned like Bandcamp deep dive and saw that he had sent me that. And, you know, I was curious enough to give it a listen. Seemed, you know, curious. And I quite liked it. It's another thing I have not given it a full listen yet, but, you know, I've given like the first third a decent listen and it's pretty interesting. But it was one of those things that's like, okay, how the heck am I going to actually fit this into the show? But that tends to make for a nice challenge. Gets me to look a little bit deeper through my music library, and finding a way to pair this with Momrun Toasterhead as well as Potions worked out pretty nicely. I think that it's a nice challenge, and definitely gets me to look at things differently and listen for, I mean, I think broadly having this show in general makes me listen to music a little bit differently, looking for similarities across, you know, outside of a single artist's oeuvre. Or whatever you want to call it, discography. Anyway, this is Eowyn Coffee.
Thank you. through. But get through won't pay the bills. Trying to hurt you, but hurt you won't pay the bills. I'm sorry, but how I need you. The worst of all this mess is taking.
This is CILU 102.7 FM, LURadio.ca, CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca, and CJLO 1690 AM, CJLO.com. I'm Ari. The show is past tense. Last song, Mr. Gates by New Not Shameful, off of their very recent album Interlude. It came out, I think, just last week. Before that, Light Pollution by In a Beautiful Place Out in the Country, off of their recent release EP, came out sometime last year. And then before that, Third by Aeon Coffee. Don't know if I'm saying that right. But off of a collection of demos called SFSE. And then in parentheses, demos. That was actually like I really loved that album years ago. Came out in 2020. I don't think that's when I got into it. Probably would have been like 2021 or something. I don't know. Happy to have been able to play that on there. In a Beautiful Place Out in the Country is also something I came across recently on Bandcamp, but it was probably via someone that I follow on there. Very nice album. And then it also gave like some recommendations for other musicians on Bandcamp, which is kind of like an insufficiently used feature on Bandcamp, which I think is really terrific. And he like recommended some New York based musician. He's like, oh, this is like the best slowcore album of like the 2020s or something like that. And that's a pretty big recommendation, especially from someone whose music I already like. And I was like, oh, I'm pretty excited for this. Completely disappointed by the album that I listened to. But it was interesting to see like what was, I mean, it was still an interesting album. But you know, the person who had recommended me this essentially, if not directly, you know, exceeded my appraisal of their inspiration. Anyway, I'm losing my train of thought here. It's the end of the hour. There are two more songs left. Next one is going to be from Dog Fossil, a song called Everyone Friendly off of The Impossible Silence, and after that, If It Makes It That Far, Walking Girl by Tear Jerks off of Chances Are EP. Thanks for listening tonight. Having a good night. Oh, God.
See you. Thank you.